Om Shanti. Baba Sakar Murli, 14th December 2022. Essence. Sweet children, each of you has received a third eye of knowledge, and you have become Trikal Darshi. But you cannot be given those ornaments at this time because you are effort makers. Question. While living at home with your families, you definitely have to do things. But what one thing do you have to be very cautious about? Answer. While doing everything and interacting with everyone, be very cautious about your food. Don't eat food prepared by impure human beings. Continue to protect yourselves. Don't become renunciates of action, but definitely do take precautions. You are karma yogis. While doing everything, stay in remembrance of the Father and your sins will be absolved. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and explains to you children. When someone relates the Gita, etc., he says, whenever there is extreme irreligiousness, I come. Whenever there is defamation of religion and unrighteousness grows, God then comes. There truly is defamation of religion. Defamation is to insult. So, there is defamation of religion and an increase of unrighteousness in Bharat. I come when it is in this condition. There is a lot of sorrow and death is just ahead. Missiles too are ready for destruction. You children know that Baba has now come to establish the original eternal deity religion. There is establishment through Brahma, destruction through Shankar, and sustenance through Vishnu. Truly, these three acts take place at this time. You are now Brahmins, and you know that you are now changing from Brahmins into deities. You are now the grandchildren of Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba has one child. From one, so many of you continue to become children. You are doing the service of purifying the impure. This is an unlimited sacrificial fire. The whole of the old world will be sacrificed in the sacrificial fire. There will be no more sacrificial fires after this sacrificial fire. No one creates any sacrificial fires in the golden and silver ages. Sacrificial fires are created to remove obstacles. This is a very big obstacle, and so a very big sacrificial fire is needed for it. This is an unlimited sacrificial fire. All the materials of the old world are to be sacrificed into it, whatever they are. Rudra and Shiv Baba are one and the same. As is the form of Shiva, so is the form of Rudra. Krishna is a corporeal being. The real name of this is the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Shiva. Shiv Baba is said, not Rudra Baba. Shiv Baba is called the innocent Lord. This is the sacrificial fire of Shiv Baba. We are receiving the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world from him. You know that each of you has received a third eye of knowledge. They show deities with the third eye, but it is a third eye of knowledge that you Brahmins receive. Through this, you become deities. There is no need for a third eye there. However, you cannot be shown with it here. However, you cannot be shown with it here because you are effort makers. While moving along, some ran away, and that is why these ornaments are given to those who achieved the final result. Otherwise, the deities don't have the conch shell or the discus of self-realization, etc. That one had tell you the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world cycle. They then wrote in the scriptures that so-and-so was killed and that it was done with the discus of self-realization. The Father says, I come to purify the impure. There is no question of violence in this. The deities have the supreme religion of non-violence. How can they then write about Krishna committing violence? They have created such wonderful pictures. He speaks the Gita there. He teaches Raja Yoga there. And then he kills someone there. You remember the Father for him to come and purify the impure world and teach Raja Yoga. The Father says, I am the ocean of knowledge and the knowledgeful one. You are receiving knowledge, and this is called the story of immortality. They say that Shiva and Shankar are one and the same. Shankar is a resident of the subtle region. So, how would he relate a story? He cannot be called knowledgeful. Shiv Baba explains the secrets of the whole world cycle. No one else has this knowledge. It is because of not knowing the Father that everyone has become an orphan. They continue to fight and quarrel. There is no fighting in the golden age. There is no weeping and wailing. That is why they relate the story of the king who conquered attachment. There are many stories. There are many different stories in every religion. All of those are the paraphernalia of the path of devotion. They perform devotion in order to meet God. They have been performing devotion for half a cycle, and yet no one has found God. The Father has now given you children his introduction. You then have to give it to others. It is said, Son shows Father. Therefore, give the Father's introduction and continue to relate this knowledge to everyone. It is in the intellect of each of you children that Shiv Baba is your spiritual father. You also have to explain to people on the path of devotion that they have two fathers. One is a worldly father and the other is the father from beyond the world. He is also called God, the Father, and He created this unlimited creation. You must definitely be receiving the inheritance from the Father. He is the one who creates heaven. Bharat used to be heaven. It was the kingdom of this Lakshmi and Narayan. Who gave them that kingdom? At the end of the Iron Age, no one is a master of the world. This is the kingdom of Ravan. People say, we want the kingdom of Rama, the new deity, kingdom in New Delhi. The golden and silver ages are the kingdom of Rama. The copper and the iron ages are the kingdom of Ravan. The path of devotion begins with the copper age. Vices also begin at that time. There are the signs of that. In Jagannath Puri, they have dirty images of the deities outside the temple. They have the same throne and crown, but they have portrayed them indulging in vice. There is upheaval of the earth when the deities go onto the path of sin. The golden palaces, studded with diamonds, go down below. They built such a grand temple for worship on the path of devotion. Those who were worthy of worship became worshippers of themselves. The Father explains, I do not become a worshipper. If I become that, who would then make me worthy of worship? If I become that, who would then make me worthy of worship? Neither do I become impure nor do I make anyone impure. It is Ravan whose effigy you continue to burn, who makes you impure. At this time, it is a world of sinful souls. They sing, O purifier, come. Then they also say, the purifier is Rama, who belongs to Sita. They quickly remember the Rama of the Silver Age. However, he is not the purifier. The father explains all of these things. All of you are Sitas and Draupadis. It is not a question of just one. They show Draupadi with 5 husbands. It wasn't like that. Bharat was an ancient, pure land because it was the birthplace of the purifier, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. He came here and uplifted the impure residents of hell. People of all religions remember God, the Father, because they are all Tamopradhan. Abraham, Buddha, etc. are all present at this time. Even the first number, Brahma, is in the impure world. Therefore, how could anyone else go back? At this time, everyone is in a graveyard. The Father comes and grants everyone salvation or liberation. In the Golden Age, Bharat was pure. They sing in front of the deity idols. You are full of all virtues, completely viceless. We are vicious. At this time, all are vicious. The Father has to come to make everyone viceless. Therefore, the Father, not the water of the rivers, is the purifier. You are the Ganges of knowledge, who have emerged from the purifier, the ocean of knowledge. This is the Shiv Shakti army. You receive the urn of knowledge from Shiva. The Father says, children become pure while living at home with your families. You also definitely have to do things. This is Karma Yoga. They cannot be renunciation of action. Those people think that because they don't prepare food at home but live on whatever they manage to beg, they are renunciates of action. They are beggars. The food they eat is that of those who indulge in vice, and so they are influenced by that food. Although they have left their impure homes, they still have to take birth in impure homes. You too are affected by the food you eat. This is why you are told to take precautions. You shouldn't eat food prepared by impure people. Continue to protect yourself as much as possible. Some even quarrel a lot because of this. There are many such cases where one brother is on the path of knowledge and the other one isn't. You are claiming such an unlimited kingdom, and so there will definitely be some quarreling. You have to continue to protect yourself under all circumstances. None of them attains liberation. They simply tell lies when they say that they will merge into the element of light. When you continue to explain to them, it will eventually enter their intellects that this is right. If the duration of the Golden Age were hundreds of thousands of years, the population would be very large. The population now is even less than that of other religions because they have been converted into other religions. Those of the deity religion are the Sun Dynasty. Even Rama has been given the symbol of a warrior. You are now spiritual warriors. You are conquering Maya. You need very good intellects to understand this. Yoga is very easy. Souls have yoga with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. There are also many yoga ashrams, but all of them teach Hatha Yoga. They don't tell you to have yoga with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. You children know that you have found Baba in the form of the agent. He says, constantly remember me alone and the alloy will be removed. By remembering me, you will go to the land of liberation. The father sits here and explains, children, look at what the condition of the world has become. You who were the masters of the world have now become beggars. You now have to change from beggars to princes. Bharat is a beggar. Impure kings build temples to the pure emperors and empresses and worship them. They worship incorporeal Shiv Baba. He must definitely have done something. There are so many temples. You now know that he came 5,000 years ago and taught you Raja Yoga. You have claimed and lost the kingdom innumerable times. Now remember the land of peace and the land of happiness and continue to forget the land of sorrow. All of it is to be destroyed. You will then become the masters of heaven. The father says, I am your unlimited father. I have come to give you your unlimited inheritance. You have the happiness in your hearts that you are establishing your own kingdom by following Srimad. However, all of this is incognito. You have to conquer Ravan. It is remembered that those who conquer Maya conquer the world. You have to conquer the five vices. You have to renounce the five vices. The one father is the boatman. Without the Sadguru, who grants everyone salvation, there is extreme darkness. There are many gurus in Bharat. Each woman's husband is her guru. So, why is there so much degradation? They say that everyone is a form of God. I am God. So with whom should there be yoga? In that case, devotion would also end. So to whom are you calling out when you say, O God? For whom are you making spiritual endeavor? God himself would not fall ill. However, there is no one to ask these questions. They are afraid that they will perhaps be cursed. In fact, it is Ravan who curses you. The father gives you the inheritance. Ravan is an enemy, and that is why people continue to burn his effigy. Do they ever burn the image of Lakshmi and Narayan? Certainly not. You now know what Ravan is. In the pure household of the golden age, you had happiness. Now in the impure household, there is sorrow. This is now to be destroyed. You will see how earthquakes will continue to take place. For how long would Baba sit here and continue to give you teachings? There would have to be a limit. The kingdom will be established and destruction will take place. At the end, you will see many amazing scenes, even more than at the beginning. That was in Pakistan. It is now the time of destruction. Baba will show you many things. Then those who haven't studied well will become very desperate. What could be done then? Make as much effort as you want now. You have to look after your children, etc. You mustn't become cowards. Follow Srimad at every step. Continue to remember the Father, that's all. It is this that requires effort. How can the burdens of sin be removed from your heads? There is easy yoga for that. This is the power of knowledge, and it is through the power of yoga that you conquer Maya and become the masters of the world. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bab Dada. The spiritual father says, Namaste, to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say, Padam Guna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bap Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. Conquer Maya with the power of knowledge and yoga by following Srimat. Have your sins absolved before destruction takes place. 2. In order to claim the unlimited kingdom, continue to protect yourself in every way. Be very cautious about being affected by the food you eat. Blessing. May you know the importance of the confluence age and merge yourself in the experiences of love and become a complete jnani and yogi soul. The confluence age is the age for experiencing God's love. Know the importance of this age and merge yourself in the experiences of love. The ocean of love is giving you platefuls of diamonds. The ocean of love is giving you platefuls of diamonds and pearls, and so you must keep yourself full. Do not be happy with just a little experience. Become full. These diamonds and pearls of God's love are precious. Remain constantly decorated with these because this love is yoga, and to be merged in love is to have full knowledge. Those who constantly experience the spiritual love are complete jnani and yogi souls. Slogan: those who stay beyond feeling anything wasteful become conquerors of Maya. Om Shanti.